Hello and welcome to the pilot episode of Darian Cole Ministries. I'm Darian Cole. I'm the host. And I just want to start off by saying thank you, Jesus, for silencing fear, for making the darkness tremble, Father Lord. You are light. Light reflects all things, Father Lord, Jesus Lord. The Bible says what's done in the dark will soon come to light. And I just want to thank you for uncovering my sins and my faults, Father, Lord, but Jesus, through you, I am forgiven. And I just want to thank you. Somebody needs to hear that. You are forgiven. Jesus didn't just die for me. He died for you. He died for your sins. When Jesus was nailed to the cross, it was all our sins. It was everything that Satan can try to attack us with. Depression was nailed to a cross. Fear, but Jesus was the one that carried that to the cross. Jesus was the perfect, he was just the perfect sacrifice. He was the lamb led to slaughter. And I just want you to know that Jesus is love. I'm going to read a verse that's from 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Perfect love. Jesus is perfect love. Jesus was perfect. And you might say, well, I didn't ask Jesus to die for my sins. And you're right, you didn't. He just did it because he loved you. He did it. That's an unselfish love. Jesus had unselfish love for you and for me. And somebody needs to hear that. And there's no fear in love. There is no fear in love. The Lord is my shepherd. Whom shall I fear? Somebody needs to hear that too, because the Lord is our shepherd. Whom shall we fear? No weapon formed against me shall prosper, thus saith the Lord. And I just thank him for that. Throughout this podcast series, you're going to see God and feel God move. And however he leads me, I'm going to go into that direction, because my steps are ordered by the Lord. And I just thank him for that. And I just thank him for being a good father. So as I transition into this song, I want you to think how good of a father that we serve, because Jesus is a good, good father. And he is whatever we need him to be in that moment, in that instant, in that time, in that season. He is an in-season God and an out-of-season God. Jesus, he's just good all the time. He may not come when you want him, but he will be there right on time when his timing. You got to be patient. I just thank him for that. Isn't he just such a good, good father? Our father is so good that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And I just want you to think about that for a minute. He loved you so much that he sent his only begotten son, his only son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In 1 John 3:16, it says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. He laid down his life for us. Not just me, not just you, but for everyone in the whole world. Our goal as a Christian is to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I just thank him for that, because where would we be if we hadn't had Jesus? If I hadn't had Jesus in my heart, I'd still be out in the world doing Lord knows what. But I always knew I was lost. I always knew there was something, a purpose. There's a purpose for my life. There's a purpose for your life. I don't know if you feel like you don't have a purpose, but everyone has a purpose. And everyone has a calling. You might not know what it is, but I pray in time you will figure it out what it is, because what God has in store for you is beyond all measure. What he has is eternal, because this earth will fade away, but heaven is eternity. And there is a place called hell. Some of us will go to hell. I hope and pray that I don't, because I know I'm saved and born again. It says, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Narrow and straight is the way that leads to heaven. Many Few will find it. Many will find hell. And I'm sitting here thinking about that. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I do not want to be. I don't know what to do without God. I wouldn't want to live here without God. Without God in your heart, it's like you're the walking dead. Literally, the walking dead. Just knowing Jesus, you know peace. When you know Jesus, you know peace. It's like peace that surpasses all understanding. And I just give him praise, honor, and glory for that, because he's just so good all the time. He is a good, good father, and I believe that. He's whatever you need him to be. If you need a healer, he's a healer. If you need a counselor, he's a counselor. He's there for you. Always. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He sticks closer than a brother, and I just thank you for that. I pray that throughout this podcast that I'm doing, I pray that it'll lead someone to God, and that God will come into their life and just transform them from the inside out. Notice how I said from the inside out, because he's already in you. You just have to be able to accept it and let it flow through the out. You have to let it flow out of you, because, oh, his love is so amazing. And I go to a Pentecostal church, which is, they believe in speaking in tongues. They believe in the full power of the Holy Spirit and the full power of the Trinity. I just thank him for that. I just thank him for the Trinity. I just thank him for sending his Spirit on the day of Pentecost, because without that Spirit, I don't know where I would be. It's time for you to decide. It's time for you to start living like a believer, not just claiming to be a believer, but living. Are you living, or are you existing? Are you living in the full potential that God has called you? God has called us as Christians to be set apart from the world. Are you living that? Are you existing? Are you existing out in public? Are you existing in, like, joining in with them drinking? Are you existing by smoking, doing drugs with them? How are you going to be a good witness when you can't even live the life yourself? Are you living, or are you existing? I want you to think about that. Because it's time for us to start living as believers, and it's time for us to start seeking the kingdom of heaven, because he's coming soon. And I believe that with all of my heart. He's coming soon. We don't know the day nor the hour, but he is coming soon, and he's coming real fast. And I don't want you guys to miss that. I don't want you to miss that, because I want you to be there with me. And we had a preacher, a chaplain at my church. He said, there's only one door on the ark. And nobody listened to him. And nobody listened to Noah until the door was shut. Nobody listened until the door was shut. There's only one way to heaven. And on Noah's ark, that was the only way to survive the flood that God was sending. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through who? Through him. Through him. Not through me, not through anybody else, not through a pope, not through a bishop, not through anything, but through him. It's time for us to start living what we're preaching and what we're speaking, because we have authority. Words speak. Words are so powerful. Words can either tear someone down. Words can build someone up. Words can bring them right back to the starting point of where they lost it all. And I just thank God that he speaks words of wisdom, because no greater love than a man who lay down his life for his fellow brother. And I just believe in that verse so much, because God just so good. He let his son lay down his life. Oh, Jesus didn't even have to do it. Jesus wanted to do it. He wanted to do it for me and you, so that we would have life and have life more abundantly. And until we get that in our head, that he did it because he loved us, not because he had to, but because he loved us so much. That is such a powerful message all in itself. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that anybody listening to this, that they grow to know you, that they grow to love you and know that they are loved by you. Oh, Lord, right now, Lord, I pray for anybody who's struggling financially, Father, Lord. You bless their finances, Father, Lord, physically, Father, Lord. You bless them physically, spiritually, Father Lord, you refill them. Father Lord, you refill them till their cup flows over, Father. Lord, I just thank you and I praise you, Father, right now for allowing me to do this and allowing me to speak to someone, Father. Lord, you just strengthen them and give them wisdom, Father, and give me wisdom, Father, Lord, to continue to do your will, Father. I ask this in Jesus' Son's holy name, Jesus. Amen. Now, as I transition from this into the next song, I don't know what it's going to be yet, but I just want you to think. I just want you to know that God is with you all the time. And you are not alone. And I just want you to listen to these words. Amen. Amen. Aren't you just so thankful that you are not alone? That he goes before you. He goes to prepare a place for you in heaven. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. Oh, in his Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'm coming back. He's coming soon, guys. It's time for us to man up and woman up and just be ready for when he comes. He's coming for a church in unity. We have to be united. All denominations, all churches united as one because we all serve the same God. Oh, and I just thank him for that. It's time for us to set aside our differences. Whether you're black or white, whether you're Baptist or Pentecostal, it doesn't matter. It's time for us to set aside our differences. Because until we are on one mind and one accord, he's not coming back. And let me tell you, it's getting harder and harder for people to be won over to Christ. Because the church is so undivided. The church is so divided. When we need to be undivided. The church is worried about this and that. It's time for us to start believing again. It's time for us to start listening again to God and moving and doing what God's telling us to do. It's time for us to stop pancaking around and just listen to him and just believe in him because he's coming soon. We don't know the hour, but he's coming. Just all you have to do is look. Signs are all around. We are in the end times, and I believe that. Oh, I believe that. And there's coming a day when we all will have to confess that Jesus is the Lord. Kings will lay down their crowns. Queens will lay down their crowns. It's Jesus is Lord. We already know that. And I pray that anybody who doesn't know him will come to know him. Lord, right now, Lord Jesus, Lord, you just strengthen them. You go to them, Father, where they are. I thank you, Father, for being a God that'll come right where we are, meet us right where we are in our mistakes and our failures, Father. Lord, you just go to them right now. Lord, you just pull them out. You rescue them, Father. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, right now, if they don't know you, Father, Lord, I ask that they would just repeat what I say. Father, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Lord, I know I need you in my life, Father. Lord, I believe you died for my sins on that cross. But most importantly, I believe you rose and are coming back again. I believe that full-heartedly, Father. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, you just come into my life, Father. Lord, you go to their lost loved ones, Father. Lord Jesus, Lord, you let them have enough faith and be bold enough to say this to them, Father. Let them share this with them, Father. Lord, let it go and reach millions, Father. Oh, Lord, right now, Lord Jesus, Lord, if one touches one, they can touch 10. If those 10 touch one more, Father, Lord, it just multiplies, Father. And it goes abundantly, Father. Lord, and I just thank you and praise you, Father. Lord, I know this message is going to be going somewhere, Father. Lord, I know your word does not go out void, Father. Lord, it'll come full circle, Father, Lord. John 3:16, verse 17, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Not to condemn it, but to save the world through him." Just think about that. Jesus saved the world. He died for me, he died for you, he died for all the billions of people on the planet right now. And I believe it's coming to a time when he's coming back, and he's not coming back until, oh, he's coming back soon, and you better be ready, you gotta be prayed up, you gotta be geared up. But he's about to undo something. He's about to work wonders in our life. He's about to perform a revival. He's going to revive us in our churches. Oh, I believe it. He's going to pour it down. Oh, and I believe that so much. And when you believe it, it'll happen. As this next song plays, I want you to think of what this song is saying. What it's going to do to your church. It's going to bring a revival. Let revival come. And at the end of this song, I invite you to just pray with me. As I close this out, I want you to think throughout this podcast. I told you how good God is, how much He loves you, how much He loves me, how much He loves you. And I want you to know that He loves you and me so much that He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. He is the way, the truth, and the light. No man comes to the Father except through Him. I want you to know that today. No man comes to the Father except through Him. I don't know if it's anybody's time yet to come to Jesus, but there will be a time. Everyone will see their time when they have the chance to accept Jesus. Some people miss it. I don't want you to miss it. I want you to be my brother and sister in Christ. I want to see you in heaven. I want to see you saved. Because I love you. God loves you. Jesus loves you. And once you know that, there should be no going back. Because Jesus is there to guide us all the time. He knew us in the womb. He knew us. He knew us before we took our first breath. And the God that does that is the God we're serving. He's just so good to us. And I ask that you would just accept Him as your Lord and Savior. And just come to know Him.